Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, our nation has started once again to recognize true worth and accomplishments in work. Before September 11th, people often saw worth reflected only in the number of millions of dollars salary a person earned. Now many recognize service and self-sacrifice as showing a worker's worth. What reasons does St. Paul give for himself as a pastor and for all pastors as a basis for true worth and for job satisfaction? Paul talks about the sufferings he endured for the sake of Christ's body, the church. Sufferings are the common and persistent lot of all Christians, but especially of pastors. Jesus told his disciples, "If the world hates you, you know that it hated me before it hated you. If they persecuted me, they will also persecute you." St. Paul endured that suffering. Likewise, all pastors will endure suffering. Although the suffering might indicate that one is a follower of Jesus Christ, it hardly seems desirable to see suffering as a basis for job satisfaction. Perhaps one can find a basis for worth in being a minister or servant. St. Paul became a servant of the church, and all pastors are likewise servants of the church. The nature of servanthood, however, is to do fully, faithfully, and completely what one has been given to do. God expects his servants to carry out their callings faithfully. If one does that, one has done only as much as is expected. A pastor who finds worth and job satisfaction from a job well done is being satisfied only with what God expects. St. Paul also talks about the mystery that pastors proclaim. Here, at last, we might find a strong basis for job satisfaction, knowing and proclaiming something that only a few know. But, alas, here also we find disappointment, for the mystery is not something that only pastors know. It is the common knowledge of all God's people. The mystery which has been hidden from ages and from generations, but now has been revealed to his saints. The mystery is simple enough. You, by your sins, have separated yourself from God and deserve nothing but eternal damnation. But God, in his mercy, sent his Son to die for those sins, so that through faith in Jesus Christ you might live forever in heaven. That's it. That's the mystery. It sounds so simple when proclaimed here because it is the common knowledge of all Christians, even of the youngest baptized child. Just as pastors now proclaim that mystery, you who are studying to be pastors in Christ's church will proclaim that mystery in the future. For your parishioners will be no different from you, sinners who need the forgiveness of God in Christ Jesus. You will proclaim the same mystery that pastors have always proclaimed, expounding the mystery, elaborating the mystery, applying the mystery to people's daily lives. There is certainly room for innovation, but not in the message. You can never go beyond the bounds of that simple mystery that all Christians know. And so again, it is difficult to recognize that proclamation as a great accomplishment. The only thing you proclaim is what is already known. As a servant of the church, your proclamation will need to be faithful and true to what has always been taught in the church. Does St. Paul then give pastors no basis for worthiness and job satisfaction? Yes, he does. St. Paul writes, "I became a minister according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you." God had called Paul to be a pastor of the church. God has also called those who are currently pastors, and God willing, you who are studying here will be called by God to be pastors. All other things fall into place when seen from the perspective of the divine call. You and I can suffer all things for the sake of Christ, who has called us. God, who has called us, will keep us faithful and true to that calling by His Holy Spirit. You and I will continue to proclaim faithfully the mystery of the Christian faith by the power of God, who has called us. According to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you. That's not a whole lot to base permanent worth and job satisfaction on, a divine call. But thanks be to God, it is enough. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.